It has been 10 years since President Obama issued an executive order requiring Maryland and Virginia to restore oyster populations to tributaries of the Chesapeake Bay by the year 2025. Since then, scientists have banked on building oyster sanctuaries to meet the goal, but reviving a species decimated by disease, over-harvesting, and pollution has not proved to be easy. Correspondent Pamela D'Angelo reports that officials from Maryland and Virginia, as well as federal scientists, met in Newport News, Virginia, to assess progress.
The difficult realities of oyster restoration began to set in a few years ago when scientists had to cut their goal of restoring 20 tributaries to 10. Another blow, much of the oyster shell needed to rebuild reefs became scarce and very expensive because it was being used to build a commercial aquaculture industry. Still, scientists with the Army Corps of Engineers in Maryland and Virginia say they are making progress. Using stone and other kinds of shell, each state has completed one sanctuary, with more on the way. Stephanie Reynolds-Westby, who heads NOAA's Chesapeake Bay restoration efforts, says the bottoms of those tributaries were pretty muddy, with only a few oyster shells sticking up here and there.
What we're seeing on the restored reefs, lots of stone, lots of oyster shell, lots of live oysters sticking up into the water column, in some cases even oysters growing on top of oysters, which is really what we're looking for to kind of rebuild that whole complex reef structure that we had 100 or 150 years ago, but has been decimated.
The sanctuary reef in Harris Creek on Maryland's eastern shore is the largest restoration project in the U.S., a little bigger than the National Mall in Washington, D.C. It has attracted scientists from as far away as China and Denmark. But watermen who are bound by wild catch restrictions want access to sanctuaries. They say sanctuaries are where oysters go to die, and they use farm analogies to justify fishing them.
And if you don't cultivate it, it's like a garden. It's not going to grow, it's not going to produce.
Just like a farm, if you don't work it, it grows up pine trees.
But scientists have heard that all before. And Andrew Button, who heads Virginia's oyster conservation effort, says that analogy doesn't hold water because heavy dredging equipment tears up a reef.
My response is usually that yes, you're exactly right. You do need to work the bottom just like a farm. But in most cases, farmers very carefully work their fields. They're not going out and catching all the crops as quickly as they can year after year and putting nothing back and expecting to catch more the next year.
And then there's President Trump, who tries to zero out bay restoration funding each budget cycle and whose administration continues to roll back pollution laws that directly affect the bay. Conservationists are bracing for another round this year. Chesapeake Bay Foundation President Will Baker called out Trump during his recent State of the Bay report that downgraded bay health from a C-minus to a D-plus due to heavy rains that washed pollution into the waters.
The Trump administration's anti-environmental policies must be stopped. Clean water and clean air should be a right, not a luxury we have to fight for. But if it's a fight this administration wants, it's a fight the American public will give to them.
Maryland and Virginia are working to complete projects underway and are planning sanctuaries in several more tributaries. Scientists will monitor the completed reefs, which they say will help clean waters around them. One oyster can filter some 50 gallons of water in a day. If all goes as planned, wild oysters will one day spread outside the sanctuaries and back onto public grounds of tributaries. I'm Pamela D'Angelo at the Mariners Museum in Newport News, Virginia.